To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by The Wellness Company that you'll find at urgentcarekit.com/carry. You know, with the summer here, worrying about trying to find an urgent care or a pharmacy if something goes wrong isn't something we want to be doing on our travels. We all know our bodies, and when you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough, it's a sign we're getting sick. Sure, you could tough it out and roll through whatever sickness happens and hope it doesn't get worse. You could take time off from work. Or you could hope to see a doctor and then wait a few hours at an urgent care with a room full of other sick people. Or you could just pull out your medical emergency kit from the wellness company, open it up, match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription they've provided you. Then start on the right meds and nip whatever's ailing you in the bud so your travels can continue uninterrupted. Your medical emergency kit is not a first aid kit. Instead, think of it as having a doctor in urgent care always with you. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat more than 39 medical issues, with strong antibiotics for infections of all types, including strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, so much more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide is included so you'll know exactly what to take and when. This means no waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at a pharmacy. Every one of us should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours in minutes. It'll be rushed to your door. And as a show fan, you'll save 15% at urgentcarekit.com/carry. And there's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, when the comedian Gilda Radner learned that she had cancer, she began writing a book about it, and it's titled, It's Always Something. It's an expression I use often because I believe it. For our Right Stuff segment today, we're joined by Pat Wetzel, whose new book is titled Bump in the Road, with the subtitle 15 Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience. Several of the people Pat writes about in her book were travelers or became travelers, as did Pat. And in some of the true stories she relates, travel saved people's lives. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and meet the author, Pat Wetzel. Pat, welcome. Your book is largely divided into chapters about 15 individual stories of 15 people who've overcome severe setbacks and gone on to find their purpose in life and a healthy measure of inner peace. It was your own story that led you to begin a podcast and to write this book about folks who encountered serious roadblocks but found a new way of living. Can you briefly tell us your story from Wharton to the financial industry in New York, to divorce and cancer? Wait, did I just tell your story there, Pat?
Almost. Well, from Wharton to Connecticut, from New York to Connecticut, to being married, to being divorced, to dealing with some neurological illness. I've hit more than a few bumps in the road, if you will. But most interestingly, when I went through a very difficult divorce, I was dealing with myasthenia gravis, which is a neurologic disease. And I characterize this as my life wish, death wish part of life. Death wish in that everything in my life had fallen apart. Life wish in that I had started learning to fly, and I was flying sailplanes. I ended up buying a high-performance plane, a plane with a pedigree. It was owned by Carl Friedrich and built just for him to fly in the world. I ended up taking this plane cross-country, flying the Rockies, the Sierras, the Continental Divide, and it opened the door to many adventures. Fast forward a few years, cancer diagnosis. And once again, I turned to travel to heal. And that's what really opened the door to my podcast and my book series.
Tell us the story of the blind gentleman you interviewed.
Eric Weinmayer. He is one of the most inspirational people I have ever met. Eric tells a story. This is his story, but I tell it often because I think it's so powerful. Eric divides the world into three groups. We've all been part of each of these groups. We move between them. The groups are quitters, who are self-evident. Campers. Campers are people who want to maintain the status quo no matter what. And in all fairness to them, they may be so beaten up by life, they don't want to put their head outside the foxhole anymore. They want to stay within their comfort zone. And then relatively few people are climbers. And I'm fascinated by the story of his, because not only is Eric a climber, literally and figuratively, he's a mountain climber, but because I think that we all want to move from being campers to climbers, but how do you do that? What are the elements that allow you to make that transition? And what are the benefits of being a climber? Obviously, I think it's living a heartfelt, realized life.
Well, he lost his ability to see in the ninth grade, so he wasn't born blind. But when you call him a climber, it's almost an understatement. He climbed Everest. He climbed all seven summits. He kayaked. He soloed through the Colorado River Rapids. That, talk about climbing.
He is amazing. He has an organization called NoBarriersUSA.org. It's kind of like Outward Bound for the disability and veteran communities, although everybody is welcomed. It's a remarkable program, a remarkable not-for-profit. If you're looking for something to support, it's a great group.
And speaking of traveling, one of your other subjects, it was named Sean, and at 13, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, was given 3 months to live. A year later, he had a coma, an unrelated cancer. He was given 14 days to live, and he decided to become the first cancer survivor to climb Everest with one functional lung.
Sean Swarner is an amazing person on so many levels. I can't begin to tell you. I think his story is beyond remarkable. But what's most remarkable, I think, is that Sean comes away from all these experiences with such deep wisdom. But the thing that turns my head about his wisdom is it's very concise. It's very refined. It comes from somebody who's lived through a great deal and can distill it into simple wisdom.
Pat Wetzel is the author of a book called Bumpin' the Road, 15 Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience. And if you think you've got it tough and can't overcome it, read this book. Read this book. You can find more information about it by going Bump in the Road, and you'll find out all about the book and all about Pat Wetzel and the 15 people who overcame unbelievable setbacks, and many of which cured that by travel, which, of course, made this book of great interest to us since we're a travel show. Pat, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.